Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And thank you, everyone. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly, because BS just doesn't, does it? So anyway, I want to thank you all, and also I want to thank all past and future listeners, and of course, BBS Radio for having my show. It's been umpteen years since been work doing the show. I think 6-7 years now. I'm losing count. Time seems to fly. Before I have a very, 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 very special guest coming on, but before I get into that, I would just want to give a update of future guests. I have an extremely important show on the 26th. I have her name is Stephanie Lodge of Body Magnetics 360. She is going to discuss her therapy, which she utilizes a special machine using the pulsation of magnetic field therapy. It's called Hello Netics. It's been being brought into the medical field, as well as, of course, esoteric, which we all know. So, again, check that out. It will be on October 26th. That's going to be a heavy show. We'll go real, very much in the dynamics of it. Also, in and has been inked that, and then I have on in November, Claudette Sterkel. Her pseudonym is Mary Fox, and she is the author of I Am Your Mother. It's a very heavy book about any who have been dealing with the legal systems, in particular a woman, and what may happen through the custody and family court systems of today, specifically in California, but also in relation to all through the United States. For those outside the United States, they probably have something similar circumstances definitely occurring in surrounding issues of custody battles, family issues. I think it's really important because when you see this, you'll see how it really, how far things you think have come along but haven't. So I look really, really forward to that show. Again, that will be TBA to be announced sometime in October because I will be trying to get a definite date with her in November, but she's definitely coming on in November. For my present guest, Carrie Fezza, you've probably seen her on my show or heard her on my show every other quarter giving her analysis of the coming months and stuff like that. When I first had her on her show, I think it was back in 2007. It was actually prior to the elections. And she had no clue of any of the candidates. I gave her the names, the dates and stuff of their, this is back when, again, 2007. This is actually when the primaries were going on. This is even Thompson and all of them were involved with the Republicans. This is when nobody really knew who Barack Obama really was. So he was just moving up the scale, but everybody thought it was Hillary Clinton. And to the surprise, she picked who was going to eventually more likely be the president of the United States, as well as predicting the scandalous issues that had occurred all surrounding Edwards, which we all know what happened with that. Hopefully you do. So I'm really, really honored to have her on my show. She gives an amazing analysis. She even takes the technicality and explains the technicality with a lot of people who are curious why certain things happen in astrology. She's prepared for us, and I want to thank her for doing it, an analysis on our two candidates, on Mitt Romney and, of course, President Barack Obama. And Carrie, are you still there?
I'm here, Andy. Thank you for having me on the show. We haven't done this in a long, long time.
Yeah, it seems like 6 months, but I really want to thank you for coming on my show today. I know you were diligently putting together an analysis of your show of the upcoming elections, but before I do, I want everybody there because I will do it in the closing to give your updated information how to contact you to get both a reading and perhaps an astrological analysis done by you.
Yeah, I've made some changes this year. I've gotten rid of the 1-800 number. I'm just taking appointments by email, and my email is really easy. It's carriefezza1@gmail.com. And all my information is on the front page of my website, which is zodiacbuzz.com. I also offer free horoscopes on that site and usually some astro info. And my good friend Larry Williamson of Sky Bear Astrology usually provides us with a really in-depth moon report and planetary picture for the month, too. So you can catch that. So that's carriefezza1@gmail.com if you want to set up an appointment. And then I will give you my new number. So that's about it. Everything else remains the same.
Everything remains the same in the land of the Zodiac Buzz. So let me ask you this. Before we get into the political analysis I feel like you're now a news commentator on MSNBC or Fox Newscast or whatever, or CNN. What is, I know you saw the debate the other day, and in light of the debate, a lot of things, everybody's going, wow, Romney did this, and then whose personalities, and so people are still curious about what can happen in elections and what their personalities and what's happening in the United States. And I know around the world, more or less, listen more closely, because whatever happens in the United States, especially our president, directly affects the worldwide in every aspect. And so it's your show. It's your show today, Gary. Tell me what you think. What's your analysis? What do you think is happening in between our candidates here?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I prepared four different charts. I did the Barack Obama's chart. I have that. I have Mitt Romney's chart. These are birth times and dates I got over the internet. I know there's a lot of questions that still remain around Barack Obama's authenticity of his birth certificate, but the date and remains the same. It's just the time and place that may be in question. But I'm using Honolulu, Hawaii at 7:24 p.m. with his birth date of August 4th. For Mitt Romney, I have March 12, 1947 at 9:51 a.m. in Detroit, Michigan. I pulled up a chart, the USA's chart. Now, there's several charts out there that are floating around for the USA. The one I use is the 8-degree Gemini rising chart. And I think it fits pretty well. And then the other chart I did was a chart for the election day. Now, whenever you prepare a chart for an event like the opening of a business or your wedding day or something significant, it's actually called an election chart. So I did an election chart for the election. And I did that with the birth date of November 6th based on 7 a.m. Eastern time, because that's when the earliest the polls will open on the East Coast. And I used Washington, D.C., since that's the main place in question, for the birth city. So I created an election chart as a separate identity unto itself. And I intermingled these charts, if you will, I looked at them from different angles. And it's going to be a tough call. I was trying to think, my husband was teasing me. He says, you have a 50% shot of getting this right, which is true. But it's still going to be a close election with some surprises. When I was speaking with you on the phone yesterday, I really thought one candidate was going to rise above the other. But when I analyzed the data from a different perspective, the other candidate emerged. So wherever you want to begin is fine with me. I have both of the main candidates. I have the USA chart, which depicts us as a nation and how we'll be feeling on election day. And I have the election chart itself. So,
well, let me ask you, you have the characteristics of them, right?
Yeah, I have their birth charts.
So let me ask you this. So, because most people are like, who the hell is really Barack Obama? And most people go, who's the real Mitt Romney? Because I remember seeing this is just a little FYI, or anybody wants to check it. I remember when he had a debate, and this is back when he was a governor, and he says, I am pro-choice. I believe in a woman's choice. And then he switches. I am this. It was totally different. Everything he was talking about when he was like a Massachusetts governor. So let's start off with who's the real, and we'll go to Barack Obama, who's the real Mitt Romney?
Well, this is only my humblest opinion, but I get the forum today, so you're going to get my opinion. I tend to lean conservative, as you know, but I have been referring to Mitt Romney as the Antichrist. He is a master bullshitter, I think. He's a Pisces. Now, there's two sides. There's two different Pisces, and if you look at their symbol, there's two fish, one that swims downstream and one that swims upstream. The upstream fish is very spiritual, very creative, highly enlightened. What do you call those people? What's the word for that? The people that do all good for others. Philanthropic, perhaps? That's your higher conscious Pisces. Your downstream Pisces is your con artist, your drug addict, your person that takes up with the seamier side of life. Now, Pisces is also the great illusionist. They're very charming, very charismatic. To be in movies and film, to be a rock star, not just a musician, to be on screen as opposed to just being an actor, you have to have Pisces somewhere in your chart because you have to have that X factor, that charisma. And Romney definitely has that. He also has a strong spiritual connection with the Mormon Church, which I have no problem with that. But I do think he embodies some of the negative qualities of Pisces, where he's like a snake oil salesman. I cringe when he speaks because it reminds me of like Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show, that type of a snake oil preacher. He tells everybody what they want to hear, but the big question is how. I still haven't really got the whole 5-point plan yet. And he does have an uncanny way, which is uncharacteristic for Pisces, of putting his foot in his mouth, especially with the woman's issue, like you just mentioned, and several other things. And I think that's what's going to kill him on Election Day. We know he can fix the economy, or supposedly, but he's really looking out for people like himself in the higher tax brackets. I don't think he relates very well to the regular working man, but he's really good at appealing to them with his charm and persuasion. He's really good at appealing to those people that have been most hurt by the economy. But how well will he do in foreign affairs? You know, I just think there's other things we need to take into consideration.
Yeah, he's maybe not as, he's probably a business, a good businessman, but he's not a stately businessman. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's good with money, but he's so out of touch with so many issues. Like, not just, okay, as far as the common working man goes, he is very good at appealing, like I said, to the people that have been hurt the most by the economy. But he's alienated a lot of people by speaking out against women's issues, like coming straight out and saying he would abolish Planned Parenthood. Do you know how many women, you know, rely on Planned Parenthood for birth control and things? And not just teenagers, it's women of all, you know, ages and that work hard for a living and can't afford health care, but they can at least take care of their female stuff. He also comes out and speaks out against the arts. He's alienating a whole bunch of people there. Hollywood is very influential and persuasive. People tend to follow celebrities. That's why they get paid so much to endorse things. And typically, you know, whoever a celebrity endorses will, you know, bring in a large percent of the vote. And he said, come right out and said that he doesn't want to support the arts and he would abolish PBS. So he's done a good job of alienating some large sectors of the public. And what shows up with the planets was the moon on the day of the election, the moon representing women, the public, and he kills it. And especially with, I don't want to say minority women, because I think minority is a bit of a derogatory term, but with women of foreign descent,
right.
That's a better way to put it. Women that have a more ethnic background are just not going to connect with him at all. I have female friends that want to vote for Romney that are worried about their money and finances because they have investments, they have stocks, they have wealth, but I think they're few and far between. I'm going to have a hard time voting for him. I think I'm going to vote independent because I just don't like either one of these candidates. he's a master at deception, Mitt Romney. He's got Jupiter conjunct the moon in Scorpio. So there's a lot of, I think he harbors a lot of resentment towards women, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's kind of a bully at home. He has the planet Pluto, which can be violent, in the fourth house of the home and family. So he definitely stirs up things on his own home front.
Because, not to get off the 10 energy here, but ironically, this month, and by everybody, this is like Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's like interesting, I think, didn't his wife have breast cancer?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay.
That's how I understand it. She's a breast cancer survivor.
So all those people, all the women who would like to get a checkup, and they have the opportunity through, like, if they didn't have the money to have it, because a lot of people don't have the money to go get health care checkups, and they can go through Planned Parenthood, i.e. or others, and those are the facilities that he's talking about shutting down. So there's like an antithesis to him, but what you said was really interesting. When you said about Fish, I didn't realize that, because he has one side he'll show positive, and then he flips down to the other side. So it's basically like a two-face. It's almost like you said, like the Antichrist, because the Antichrist is somebody who comes off really profound, really good, but he's on the other side really going to try to screw humanity in the same verbs, the same things, same manners. And you also said that it was really interesting how he has the ability to easily fix the economy and do things. He knows exactly what to do. But he has his real interests lie with those who are in his scale of income, which I thought was pretty interesting. Now let's go to the other one, which is now Barack Obama. I'm like you right now, by the way. I worked for Barack Obama last term, and right now I wish it was Jesse Ventura or somebody else. I'm totally independent. I could not vote for either one of them, so I'd rather vote for Mickey Mouse at this stage. So
I think most people would. If this chart is a correct birth chart for Barack Obama, it's very interesting, the time of birth, because the time of birth determines your ascendant or your rising sign, which is it's one of the three most significant points in the chart. And the exact degree out of 360 degrees, the exact degree of his ascendant is where the USA moon is. So when the USA was born in 1776, the exact degree of the moon matches up with the exact degree of Barack Obama's ascendant. So at some point he was destined to be connected to the leadership of our country. He came in with a lot of karma into this lifetime. He had a very, very tough childhood, I would say, or he has many, many personal issues to work through. He's very fortunate through others, especially passionate people, powerful people, people in politics. But he's got to be careful for his own self-undoing, which I think was evidenced in the last 4 years. He also has a lot of potential to be two-faced. It's ironic, him and Romney have a lot of the same planets, not the same planets, but planets, because there's a significant age difference. They have planets at the same degree, planets and points in the same degree of their chart, so there is a chemistry between them. There is a unique bond, which is why they're going for the same position. Barack Obama, like I said, is more fortunate through others. He's a hard worker. Both of them have huge egos, and you have to have a big ego, I think, to want to be the president, because why else would you want that job?
Right. But it's interesting you said that, because actually he did have a hard childhood. He went from not having any real relation with his father, who left. Then he was, I think, then his mother or whatever happened, and then he was literally raised by his grandmother or aunt, I forget which. And then And then you're funny, you said helped by others, because literally, and he often states as the government, all the programs that he did, got through college and everything, was through governmental help. And then in politics itself, the one who gave him the big boost, actually, ironically of all things, was actually the Clintons. Clinton's the ones who got him going in being the senator. They're the ones who came out behind him and built him up. So it's always been outsiders who came out. And then when he started running 2007, it was Brezhnev who came in behind him. If everybody knows him, head of the Trialad Commission, who got him going as far as economic backing, and all out of nowhere had all this money come behind him. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head, as they say. I mean, he literally was, and I can see what you say about being two-faced, because there's one side, I've met him actually when I was in Nevada briefly, when he came on doing his little speeches, and he was like, he seemed like out of good heart, you know, but then he looked like he would do one thing, but he would sell out another one. I always thought that he might turn into a Kennedy where he may piss off the ones that got him there, and then they sort of get rid of him. That's what my biggest worry was about him. So you mentioned there's a, like, karma connection to them. It sounds like they could have been, if they were a boy and girl, they could have gotten married, or there's some karmic connection.
I wouldn't say, okay, not all, maybe chemistry is the wrong word, because it doesn't mean if they were of the opposite sex, they'd be attracted to each other, but there's links, strong links between each of the charts. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Aquarius is the sign of politics. Barack Obama has Aquarius as his rising sign. Mitt Romney has Aquarius ruling his midheaven, which is the career sector. So he was destined for a career in politics. Barack Obama, his politics are more personal to him. The links between him and Romney are pretty incredible. Different things, you know, so their paths were destined to cross. And that might be true of any two candidates running against each other. I've never actually put two candidates side by side before, but their motivation is the same, their goal is the same, just they'll approach it differently. A lot of commonality between the charts. Whenever you compile a chart with the date, place, and time of birth, you come up with a point in the chart that's called the part of fortune, and it's literally where you're fortunate. And both Barack Obama's part of fortune and Mitt Romney's part of fortune fall in the 10th house, which is the career and or the public spotlight. So it falls in the very most prominent part of each of their charts. Mitt Romney falls right on the cusp, which makes it even more powerful and more pronounced, and it sits right next to his Venus, which is love and money, in the sign of politics.
So
I think that's very interesting, that they were both fortunate in careers in the public eye.
But they came from different. You said there obviously there's a karmic connection between them. Let me ask you this before we get into integrate. I'm sort of like leading everybody up. because I don't even know what your results are. Everybody here, I have no clue. I even when I sat trying to get it out of Carrie yesterday, she wouldn't tell me. So everybody listening in is going to hear the same thing I'm going to hear. I mean, I don't even know. But before you're going to do, because we're going to do that in the bottom of the show, if you know the characteristics of them pretty much, and we know their dynamics, where they got to meeting each other, stepping away from just the two candidates, do you have a sort of general idea where the country is heading, whether it's more conservative, independent, liberal? What do you, before on that date in November, where do you think we're heading into as far as our energy or mentality or whatever you think?
Well, let's see. I made so many notes on all of this that on election day, we're going to be feeling very patriotic. Well, there's a lot of deep feeling connected to this election, despite everybody doesn't want to know who to vote for because they don't want either candidate, which is kind of sad that our country's got to that point. Everybody harbors, there's going to be deep, deep feelings on Election Day, and that's where we are. As far as leaning more conservative or liberal, that didn't really jump out at me. I think you were definitely going towards more independent. It's geared that way. There's a lot of hope and promise right now as far as our country's concerned. The election always offers opportunity for something new. But, you know, and it's part of our destiny to vote in this election. The moon on that day, the moon moves really quick through the zodiac. So wherever the moon lands is always significant on any given day. And on election day, the moon lands very close to the north node in the USA chart. The north node is the destiny. It's our destiny as a nation and where we should be heading. And the moon represents the public. So I really think we're going to have a strong turnout with this election, despite what everybody thinks, because we feel like it's our patriotic duty. There's deep feeling connected to it, and it's important. It's what we fought for and have the right to do. So I think you are going to get a stronger turnout. The economy is going to be the core issue, transforming the economy. That's the hotbed issue in the election, and that's going to be what it comes down to. We appear very publicly wounded. On the world scale, we are the giant that's been wounded, and that's how it appears. And other countries, our friends, our allies, and our enemies are going to be anxious to see the outcome of this election, which I think you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and how we handle this and how we rectify our situation by who we vote for. I'd say right now we're very open to radical change in order to achieve our hopes, wishes, and goals as a country. But what being open to radical change and voting for radical change, we did that last time, right? And how did that work out for us? So, mixed feelings, but deep feelings, you know. And we're going to put our best face forward here, you know. As a nation, we appear, you know, not really strong right now. But we're going to try and keep that on the down low. And I think people will go out and vote just to prove that there's strength in numbers.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize you said about the moon. And isn't the United States is a Cancer, so isn't that ruled, since it's ruled by the moon? That's a double.
Yeah, that's very good. Like, the moon is actually our ruling planet. The USA chart that I use is Gemini. So you could argue that the Gemini rising, so you could argue that the ruler is Mercury. But Mercury falls in Cancer in the USA chart, which is also ruled by the moon. So we always come back to the moon as a ruling planet. And whenever you look at a chart for an event, you always want to look at the moon. The moon's going to be the most significant because it's the only thing that really changes on a day-to-day basis. I mean, throughout the day. The sun moves a degree every day, but it'll be in the same sign. But the moon moves really, really quickly. And in this chart, the election chart, the moon is applying to the part of fortune. Remember I spoke about the part of fortune, where we are fortunate? The moon, the ruler of our country that represents the public, is actually sitting next to the part of fortune in the election chart. If we get out and vote, we will be fortunate.
So let me ask you this. I know I'm holding back from you getting the thing, and we'll get into that right now. But so based upon your thing, what you see, and I know this sounds sort of broad stroke because even though they're individually based, you know, what happens within the Congress. If I were to say to you, what do you think is going to happen, whether who's going to hold the Senate and what party is going to hold the Senate? What party do you think is going to hold the House of Representatives? At present, we have the Senate is has control by the Democrats, and yet the House is now still controlled by the Republicans.
That's a fair balance, don't you think? I really don't know because I'd have to look at the inception of both and print that up as a separate chart.
Okay.
So, can't offer any kind of an analysis on that.
Okay, but based upon what you're saying is independent, it's going to remain probably the same status quo or variations of. what I'm saying is on your, you know, if you're saying a whole bunch of people are coming out to vote and they're all independent, it seems like logically then everything's going to fall status quo as far as the Congress is. It's not that there may be a minor changes, but not much.
Well, I think this is going to be an interesting election because a lot of people that normally lean Democratic, that perceive themselves as Democrats, that have been really hurt by the economy, lost their homes, lost their jobs, or have been very affected by the economy, might vote go against type and vote for Romney, which would be going against how they normally lean. And the people that are normally ultra-conservative or tend towards the conservative side, you know, that don't have a lot of money, might go and vote Democratic just because they don't like Romney. It's really hard to say. In the election chart, the day of, the conservatives are really keeping themselves on the down low. They're keeping their vote secret. I don't know that all Republicans are going to hate Obama that much. It would appear that they do, but I still think there's some that aren't, that are pretty disillusioned with Romney too. So you might have Democrats voting for a Republican to approve the economy, and you might have Republicans sneaking in there and voting for Obama, which is, it sounds kind of odd, but I think people might go against type is what I'm trying to convey here. It doesn't really matter. And then with the ones that are hopelessly deadlocked, like you and I, will vote independent. I don't even know who's running for an independent. I hate to do that, but I hate not to exercise my right to vote. I gave up my Canadian citizenship for it, apparently.
Oh, you're not a dual citizen?
Apparently not when you vote. When you vote, you give up your right.
Oh. Because my kids are all dual citizens. So anyway, now that we understand the issue of where we know where both candidates are characters, the movement in the U.S., I guess it's sort of a wait and see as far as the... Because what you're saying is basically from conservatives that might be voting for opposite, voting for Obama or any...
I don't know. I don't know if I see that so much, but I definitely see some Democrats voting for Romney. But if you have conservative women who don't have a lot of money that, you know, I'm more concerned about the arts and healthcare, they could go over and vote for Obama. So that's...
Yeah, or women's rights, basically.
It's going to be a very unusual election, I think, because, first of all, we don't like... Not too many people like either of the candidates. A lot of Romney's platform is just putting down Obama and pointing at all his mistakes. Which is, reminds me of John Kerry back in 2004, just pointing out all George Bush's mistakes, saying what he would really do. And to me, that's a large part of Romney's campaign, is Obama is bad, vote for me.
Yeah, well, this morning, I don't know if you're aware, Kerry, they just announced like that the unemployment has dropped down to 7.8. So that's actually a significant, there hasn't been a drop this fast in, I think, over 10, 15 years in points.
Do you think maybe those statistics were manipulated right after Obama bombed in the debate? I mean, that's all BS to me.
That's sort of...
Oh, he has a really bad debate, and all of a sudden unemployment's down. Oh, what a coincidence, you know? Just like, oh, his popularity was at an all-time low, and all of a sudden we found Bin Laden and killed him. But there's no pictures of the dead body or anything to prove that we actually did that, except some word from Navy SEALs who were kept, you know, under...
But then you can think of it too. That's what I was going to say to you. If you go into manipulation of it, then maybe the reason why they want Obama to go down a little bit on the debates is make people. It's the feel good thing for get out the vote for God. Wait a second, we may not win, beat Mitt Romney. You guys got to go out and really help me win. You know, so it's like because then it becomes you know, you lose the passion if you know you're, well, why should I go? He's going to win anyway. Why should I go out there? So they want to draw him out the energy. So I feel it's almost like it could be like that. Almost like to create some passion out there. Because I think, like you're saying, people want to vote, but who? You know, there's passion, they're upset, but who? And it's like now we're voting for the lesser of the two evils. And I don't think they're, I'm trying to remember, when did we have that last? I'm thinking it was the last time we had that was actually George Bush Sr. when he was voted, going against Dukakis, if I remember right. It was a lesser of the two evils, basically. So, I mean, that's where, or even going further back when Nixon ran it, there was Nixon and Humphrey. So,
that was way before my time.
I know, but I'm just remembering then that too, because that was after RFK died, and then who we were left? The vice president for Johnson, you know, running against Nixon. Oh my, you know, who? So it was like that was a lesser of the two evils. Look what we got. We ended up with Nixon. So now we're in the same situation. And interesting, by the way, that you talked about, I forgot that I wanted to mention this. It was interesting how you said about Romney, because, you know, and I kept on saying that he tries to imitate Reagan. And then on the CNN news and all those stations, they kept on implying he's being more Reagan-like. He's being a good commentator. He's sketching out. He's changed and all this stuff. And I kept on feeling that he's been watching tapes and acting out. Now you're going to see the other side with Obama out of being keeping his head down or whatever, but he was just reading his notes. But they're making a whole thing out of it. Now he's like it's basically the drum up, I think, placate toward people. Because we, in general, you're, again, hitting it on the head that I think the general public in America has gone independent. And it seems more so. I remember, and this is just throw my FYI in here, but when I worked for Obama campaign, this is that they had it really, really down how to do things. What they do is you wouldn't go after, you look up the, because you have a, you know, the registry, who's registers a Democrat or Republican. And they look, you just go right down the line. They look at all the who are independent, who are registered independents. You just, we just take our groups and we just send out all our groups out to all the homes and people who are independent. So, and then I was amazed that this is Las Vegas, but it was, which has a extraordinary high, but in Vegas alone had 80% margin of independence. Now, I know that's not represented in the United States, but okay, maybe 60, 70%. And it seems like when I started looking that up in the historically, the parties themselves have been shrinking as membership, but the volume of independents have grown in the United States. And that's why they thought, oh, we're going to have an emergence of an independent party eventually. When's that going to happen? And I think that's sort of like what we're happening in the United States. That's why it's like a wait and see what happens in the world. Like Europe is watching us, because I have a funny feeling wherever we go, they go. And that's where it is. So now that we got my spiel out of there, heading toward the elections, now that you know, what do you ultimately think let me put, before I get into that, you had mentioned the nodes or something overlap, how they connect to each other. How's the relationship to each other as far as, you know, if two boxers are fighting, not we're taking out the picture of the people voting. If they're on a head-to-head and they're in the ring, let's say, who would be, like, who would overtake who?
Well,
and
it's interesting how you put it, because you made it sound like it's a boxing match, but like a wrestling match. Like, it's almost like that ridiculous, where they're doing things and saying and manipulating things to get the public into it. So it's an interesting analogy. Romney dominates over Obama in a lot of ways. That was evident in the debate the other night. He has the power to annihilate him, and one of the ways he's trying to do that is by degrading him and calling out all his mistakes in the television campaign. But I think that is kind of a two-edged sword, because I think it reflects back really negative on Romney. Like I said, his whole platform is just pointing out where Obama hasn't fulfilled his promises, as opposed to saying what he could do. So he has a lot of power and control over Obama in that sense, and he has a way of shutting Obama right up. And that was literally evidenced in the debate the other night, from what I understand. Actually, I wasn't able to see it, but my husband watched it, and I heard a lot about it. The debates will be interesting, but when it all is going to come down to what's going on Election Day, if my astrology serves me right. There is a karmic connection between the two of them. There is fated links, which would be why they're opponents running for the same office. Romney very much the potential to hurt or injure Obama, and he's doing it in a campaign of words and mudslinging. Would I ever think he would strike out and be physically violent against Obama? I would never say that. I don't even know if that's possible. But, and it's ironic, a large part of what he wants to accomplish is connected to Obama's career. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, now, I guess, so basically if they're in a wrestling match, that makes sense. So, because they have a couple more debates going on. I think two more debates, if I remember right. Are we going to see the same, based upon that, would we still see the same kind of outcome in the next two debates?
Yeah, we could very well. Obama's definitely going to step up his game, but what might happen in the next debate is Romney might come on even stronger, because he has the potential to really hurt him, like I said. It's just hurtful. Like, the campaigns are really hurtful. I'm not defending Obama. I don't think politicians need to be defended. But a lot of his stuff is a blatant attack. And if he pushes too hard or comes on too much on the attack in the next debate, it might actually drum up sympathy for Obama or make him look bad. You know, he's got to be careful how he handles that. I think Romney has a real way of putting his foot in his mouth. He's done with the Planned Parenthood issue, with the arts issue, the videotape. I mean, you name it, he's done it.
The 47% thing. Okay, that makes sense, because I think that was what the Obama campaign was trying to do, is get him to be, get the sympathy vote, like the victim. Oh, God, look at him being vicious and overly, you know, mean, and which would make sense, because they said that that would sort of like affect the women vote for draft. It influenced the women women vote if they see somebody becoming, especially a guy, ultrally aggressive and mean on the stage platform.
He's a bully, so to speak. He's bullying Obama. In any election, you have both candidates mudslinging against the other. But with Romney, it's really blatant bullying. And if he handled it well in this debate, you know, it came across, and Obama didn't have his game on, that's one thing. But in the next debate, if Obama has his game on, if he was smart, like you said, he would draw him into conversations where he really puts his foot in his mouth, like the women's issue, and just getting him, even no matter how eloquently he presents himself, but to say things that would turn off a lot of voters. So Obama's got his work cut out for him. He's going to be bullied by this guy relentlessly, but he needs to draw him into issues where he really, you know, shoots himself in the foot, so to speak.
So let me ask this. So, based upon what you did on your analysis of both candidates, Mitt Romney, governor, past governor of Massachusetts, and President Barack Obama, who do you think, in the results of everything, who do you think, when we wake up on that Wednesday morning, who's going to be the President of the United States? Or, I guess, the next President of the United States?
Well, after I analyzed it from several different perspectives, I think it's going to be a tight race. Both have characteristics to the election chart that favor each candidate. But the outcome, based on doing the election chart as a separate entity, I think it favors Obama. The North Node is the Destiny Node. The Midheaven is the highest point in the chart. It rules your public position, and it is the ruler of your career. That's the 10th house. The cusp of the 10th house is an even more significant point because it gives rulership to the career and the public spotlight. Barack Obama's natal North Node, where he was born with his destiny line, falls right next to the Midheaven on the election chart. And not only that, as a double confirmation, the North Node, the destiny line on election day, falls right next to Barack Obama's Midheaven, which rules his career sector and his public destiny. So you have the same thing in both charts, which is uncanny. Also, remember we have talked about the part of fortune? Part of fortune on the election day chart falls right next to Barack Obama's sun. Your sun sign is what you came into this life to be. His sun is in Leo. The part of fortune falls right on his sun. The moon, which whips around the zodiac and changes dramatically throughout each day, falls in between his Mercury and his sun. And by 3 p.m. that afternoon, the moon will be on his sun. Sun-moon connection is like a new moon. It indicates new beginnings. So I think he may have clinched this race by 3 p.m. I'm really going out on a limb with that prediction, but
that's on my this on my feeling. I think it's going to happen earlier than later. You know, before, like you said, we're not going to know for some reason as they go through the East Coast and then the Southern states, they're going to already and they hit Ohio and Florida. That's going to change. That's going to end it right then and there. Those are the two key states.
Also, his Barack Obama's part of fortune in his natal chart is somewhat close to the planet Mercury that night. Mercury rules communication and, of course, it's speeches, and it falls in Barack Obama's 10th house, the public eye in his career. So if he does lose, he's going to give one hell of a speech, but Saturn rules longevity. It's not always our favorite planet because it slows things down, but it gives way to discipline and longevity. Mm-hmm. And that Barack Obama's natal Saturn falls in a very friendly aspect to the North Node that night, which, of course, is the destiny line. I think, like I've mentioned this before, and it's worth saying, and I think what kills it for Romney is his stance on women's issues. His planets do not line up well with the election chart in terms of the female vote, especially when it comes to ethnic women or women of foreign descent.
Wow.
He has very many positive things on election day also, but I'd have to say that the winner would be Obama. And I think it's going to be a surprise to everybody, the outcome of the election. I think people are going to be surprised that Obama got back in. I don't think it's going to be a great victory for him. I think how I look at the chart is, it's a hollow victory. In the tarot card, there's one card in the tarot deck called the Five of Swords, and that, to me, depicts, if anybody's familiar with tarot or wants to look up the Five of Swords, to me, it is a good depiction of Obama's victory, using that word in quotation marks, because it's a hollow victory. Yeah, he won the election, but it's not going to come out favorably. He's going to be more chastised and scrutinized than ever. People are really going to be coming up to him and say, you got to put up or shut up. You didn't do what you said you would the last time. Now this is your last chance to prove yourself. And he's going to be really under the gun. How it shows up in Barack Obama's chart is he's going to be very wounded on election day personally, which originally I thought he might lose the election, but I think it's more his feeling. Like, be careful what you wish for, because if you want to be president again, okay, but you're not going to be well thought of. You're not going to be received well. This is going to be a shocking outcome to a lot of people, especially those that were hurt by the economy. And he's going to have egg on his face, and he's going to have to step up. I mean, he'll be grateful, and it'll be good, you know, but he's still going to feel more wounded, where conversely, Romney on election day comes across as feeling very personally gratified. He shows up doing very well, being very much in line with his personal goals, which, like I said, originally I thought he would be the winner of the election. But it's more of a personal thing for Romney. I think what Romney's going to take away from this, even if he loses, is he's going to be very vindicated. This is going to be a huge career booster for him, even if he does lose. He's going to be A-OK. Because he's, you know, it's sort of a paradox. The winner isn't going to be the one that gets the kudos. It's going to be the loser who's going to emerge sort of as the better candidate. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying here. Like, it's usually
this is going to further Romney's political aspirations no matter what. He might even get a better political job because of this. Because people say, oh, it's too bad you lost the election. It might even be a really close-to-call election, like the 2000 one. And people say, oh, I wish you should have won. You should have won. You're the better party. It's going to boost him up and be more in line with his personal goals. But career-wise, I think he's alienated too many people to win this election.
There's
an interesting dynamic in Romney's chart, too. The part of his natal chart that rules the house and the home winds up in his career sector, and his career sector in the election chart winds up in the area of house and home. The career and the home, well, that's exactly what the presidency is. Your career is done at home. It's done from the White House.
Right.
And that is a subtle dynamic in Romney and the election chart. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think it goes to Obama. It's part of his destiny, and it's part of his karmic wounds, that he brought into this lifetime to work out. Being president for another 4 years is part of his karmic obligation.
So basically, I think it's interesting you said that about Barack Obama. If he wins, he's going to have, like, okay, even though, like, usually they say, oh, you're the last term attorney, can do whatever he needs to do. Now he's under the gun to prove that he can do it. It's not a matter of, you know, winning the next election and doing it. It's mainly for his own namesake, basically. It's sort of like what happened with Clinton, I remember in his first 2 years, in his last 8 years, it was actually really hard. He had actually a really shitty 2 years, because that's when they started with the Monica Lewinsky thing. And in his last 2 years, it was actually when he started doing a lot of great things, but he didn't have enough time. The economy was, of course, going, but he was doing a lot of really, really good things his last 2 years. It was the first time we were actually in the black at that time, and we were out of the deficit, and we were actually in a positive in 1998, even to all the way to 2000. So that's going to be pretty interesting. But I'm trying to think what Mitt Romney would ever want to do, because in the private sector, he's got it made. He never has to worry about politics in the future. I don't know where he would go from there. Maybe be a spokesperson, or who knows. But I think if he loses, it's going to be a devastating blow to the GOP, though, and because where do they go from there? More right-wing?
Well, I think he could create a job out of this. Perhaps there's an opportunity for him. I don't know. You tell me if this could happen. This might create a new job for him. Maybe he would run for Senate or run for Congress or something like that. I don't really see him working so much in a group dynamic, but...
Well, you know what?
It's going to further his goals and aspirations in life. He just because he's made it in the private sector, he needs a challenge, you know.
Well, he tried running for senator, but who did he run? He ran in Massachusetts against Kennedy, which I was like, come on, that's like that's sort of stupid. that's like running against Texan, George Bush in Texas. But I don't know, maybe we'll have to see. That's, you know what? I can't wait to hear that if he's on something political. I mean, I remember when you came out on the limb and talked about how Barack Obama, this, by the way, you need to listen to that show back in 2007. I believe it was around October Ish. You can look it up in my archive. I don't have the date approximately. I'm sure you can find it. When you and this is when Obama was even, you know, he was just a schnook up there. Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was on her way to be the next Democratic candidate, and you had picked him. Actually, you actually thought Thompson was the, those are the two candidates, Thompson and Obama, and you felt Thompson, if he makes it through, he'd actually win. But then they, the Republicans didn't put backing behind Thompson, and he dropped out early, and then ended up being Obama. And then you had also said that Edwards was having an, you know, we're going to have a scandalous thing going around Edwards. So we'll have to be a wait and see kind of thing. But wow, I guess we're going to wake up Wednesday morning on that November day, or perhaps, I guess not, wait, you're saying it, we're going to, on Tuesday, on November 6th, we're going to already know late that evening. I guess it wouldn't be November, it would be, for depending where you are in California or back east, but I guess we're going to know who the next president is. So I think I can see how all the change in attitude, the pressure, I think 2016, because of that, is going to emerge in probably an independent party. And who knows, maybe this is what, because I heard Jesse Ventura, by the way, anybody listening, you need to go look at that Jesse Ventura interview. He was on Piers Morgan. Just Google it, find it on YouTube. He says he's going to run in 2016 and reestablish the independence. And I think what he's almost like said is exactly what you're saying, ironically. He didn't say Obama, but he said the emergence of an independent vote and independent Americans are moving to that direction. So not to say that we as Americans are like better than anybody, but it sort of leads to what we are have starting in the United States is an epiphany of what the world should start happening. I mean, not to go back again on free speech, but, you know, look at the free speech thing, free speech versus religion, the challenge of the way we think, the challenge of whether it's being being individual or community. Those things, the dynamics of the United States makes us unique. The challenge is how we can be multi-ethnic but yet get along and work together as opposed to in Europe. We don't force upon each other. We try to somehow melting pot, trying to establish certain things. And yet people don't realize the reasons why overseas, why we do have that Second Amendment of having a gun. It's not for hunting. It's not for protection, home security. It's a challenge. It was to secure our free speech and secure our freedom. People who are outside the United States look into us and see, they're looking at us like an oddity. But if one day, perhaps you look within, you'll see why we are who we are. And if that kind of can emulate in the world, maybe they would start changing things, and particularly in the Middle East and Europe and Asia. But I want to thank you, Kerry, for coming on my show. It's been highly enlightening. Once again, it's going to be interesting on November 6th or November 7th when people wake up in the morning. But I want to ask you again to reiterate, and I will change this on the website, the information that you discuss of your contact information for your email address. I apologize to those looking at that email. I will definitely change that immediately, and it will be updated also on the archive. Again, how could they contact you to get for your, you know, a reading and an astrological analysis?
Oh, very simple. It's Kerry Fezza, is spelled on your website, the1@gmail.com. And if I'm allowed to add one thing really quick just to further what you said, I think if Romney loses, but he gets enough people that said, oh, you should have won, you should have been the winner, he might be setting himself up for the next election and getting a lot of backing and positioning himself for that. So that could lead to a really interesting race in the future, and we won't wait 5 years to revisit this next time.
Well, I want to thank you again for your analysis, and we'll have, I guess it's a wait and see. And for all those, I want to thank you all for listening on my show and future listeners as well. Again, I will keep you updated as far as my future guests coming on and future shows. And anybody who has any questions or comments, feel free to contact me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. And thank you, and God bless you all, and thank you for coming on my show, Carrie.